Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Yes, so I'm going to tell you about a new movie on Netflix called Damsel, okay? Now, don't worry, no spoilers here, but I will bring you the stars of Damsel because there's a movie coming out on Netflix tomorrow, March 8th. It is directed by a man called Juan Carlos Fresnadillo. Yes, he is a Spaniard and he is brilliant. It stars Millie Bobby Brown, who you'll know as Eleven from Stranger Things or as Enola Holmes, and soon you'll know her as the character from Damsel. Absolutely brilliant. Elodie, Princess Elodie is her name. So, without spoilers, right, because this is all in the trailer, don't you worry, I'd never do that to you. It is a movie about a noble girl who gets married off to the wealthy royal family of a land called Oria. And everything seems to be, you know, fine until it absolutely isn't fine when her new husband throws her into a pit as a sacrifice to appease a dragon. Have a listen.
Welcome, princess. For generations, it has been our task to protect our people. So tonight, you join a long line of women who have helped to build this kingdom. The price is dear. But so too the reward.
You better run for your life.
Oh man, it is such a good movie and I'm so excited to say I caught up with Millie Bobby Brown and director Juan Carlos Fresnadillo all about the movie Damsel.
Juan Carlos and Millie Bobby Brown, bienvenidos a Irlanda. And that's the end of my Spanish now, don't worry.
Okay. Okay.
That was good. That was really good.
Muchísimas gracias.
I appreciate that you say that. Yeah. Thank you.
And Millie, were you born in Spain? Is that something I read? Is that true?
Yes, yeah, I was born in Marbella. My parents moved there and they lived there for 8 years. I lived there for 4 years. But I was fluent in Spanish. When I actually came to England, I had trouble adapting
to English.
I remember being like 5 years old.
Do you have any media record?
Yes.
Speaking Spanish?
Yes.
Please send it to me.
I'll show it to you.
Please.
And I actually remember being in school, like in an English school here in England and saying like, I want like mass and saying more. And I remember being so
more,
embarrassed,
right?
Because the kids were like, what is she speaking? You know, and I was like,
she wants mass. She's a very healthy Catholic girl. She wants mass.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, look, let's not talk about Spain, unfortunately, as much as I'd like to. But we do have to talk about this film, which is incredible. I love Damsel. I watched it with my 14-year-old son the other night and we had such a blast. So
14-year-old son, there
fantastic.
You go. That's good.
That's a great audience.
That's a great audience.
I think most about it was the juxtaposition that Princess Elodie and Warrior Elodie are. They're almost like two different characters, but they both kick ass in their own ways. How did you feel about playing her?
Oh my gosh, she's like, I think the coolest character I've ever played. It was like, you know, I'd never reacted to anything I've ever done the way I did in the premiere night, you know?
Yep.
And then I've never seen an audience react to anything I've ever done
right.
the way they did
wow.
that night. I just yeah. like, I mean, even, you know, my future father-in-law, his face, you know, at the end, I was just like, wow, like, you know, I moved people and it means so much to me because in the moment you're behind a green screen, I'm just walking, you know, this is 4 months of doing the same. And you're just like, to see it come to life and to see it move people means the world to me. But the character was just unbelievable. I've been so, so lucky to be able to do it. It's a dream for a young girl to be a princess and play a princess, but it's Millie's dream to become a warrior.
Yeah. A warrior, yeah. And Juan Carlos, this feels like a reverse fairy tale. Like, you know, marrying the prince is usually the end of one of these stories, but this is only the beginning. And that it feels like a very deliberate way to flip a fairy tale. Am I right about that?
Absolutely, you know. And I remember the first time that I read the script, that was literally the heart of the story that I really love, you know. And I think Damazé, the writer, had the courage to make this kind of unique way, this kind of unique approach into the fairy tales, which I think it's the right way, especially because in some ways it's speaking loudly to new generations. You know, I think it's important to refresh these kind of concepts, you know, and deliberately, you know, deliver that to the new generations in a kind of modern way, which I think it's part of the coolness of Damsel.
Mm.
Definitely is. And Damsel also has a couple of different hairstyles in this, Millie. And 11 had the buzz cut, and there's so many hairstyles. Do you think the warrior hairstyle is the coolest? Because I do.
I think so, yeah. I think at the end, I love that hairstyle. They show different versions of me. They're different layers of who I am. You know, the buzz cut was the most vulnerable version of myself. It's, you know, I was very, very timid in a, like, I was very... I don't know, easily, you know, sensitive, and, you know, because I was young, and also I had a shaved head, and I was bullied, and so, you know, you just, like, naturally, you're just very, very kind of, I was timid in my own way, although I've always been a little crazy. And then, you know, I don't know, the last scene in Damsel represents who I feel I am now. I do feel like I'm able to, I've grown into myself, I know myself more, and I don't underestimate myself. You know, I believe in myself, and I think she is a clear representation of the kind of person I want to be, and I feel I'm becoming.
I was just about to say, she really seems to kind of embody that. And Juan Carlos, did you shoot some of this in Ireland? Am I right in thinking some of the water shots were done in Ireland?
Yes, we did some kind of plates for the visual effects in Ireland, especially, you know, when you see the boat entering in the Kingdom of Oria. That was shot in Ireland.
Right.
Yeah.
And my final question, because I have to wrap up, is to you, Millie. Is it true that you like chocolate digestives with your cup of tea? And if it is, do you know about the trick about turning them upside down?
No. I drink tea with chocolate digestives. Now tell me, what's the trick?
Okay.
So I don't know about you, but I would traditionally have always had chocolate side up when I go to eat. But apparently McVitie's have said that the correct way to eat it is chocolate side down on the tongue, so you get the maximum chocolate experience. And this was news to me and all of my listeners recently, and I thought you should know this.
Thank you so much for letting me know that. I really appreciate that. That's very considerate of you.
Thank you. Guys, congratulations on Damsel. I absolutely loved it, and I can't wait to see what else you guys do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.